I guess I will just cook this chicken that I have in my bag while you devise our plan of attack. Yep, I will cook this completely not rotted chicken that I had in my bag.
You're listening to The Instance.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Instance. This is The Instance podcast / internet radio show. It's been going on for nearly 9 years now. Can you believe
that?
Wait,
it's a / radio show?
/ radio. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like / fiction. It's where we talk about Thrall and Varian Wrynn getting it on.
So we're double dipping.
We're double dipping.
We're not only podcasting. We are / radio
show. That's right. And by the way, it's almost episode 380. It's 379. We're one episode away from 380 episodes of this here show.
The milestone.
Yeah, it is a milestone. It's a mile marker, if you will. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Dills. Hey, Dills.
Hi.
Hey, man. Terpster's at a conference, some kind of British thing deal. Mm-hmm. We knew this last week. He told us he wouldn't be here. So
He had to take a lift, and he, I don't know.
Took a lift to the top floor, then took a lorry across town after using a water closet. They don't say that.
Threw some groceries in his trolley. I don't even know what they do. They do a lot of stuff. It's weird.
He had to go buy a pram for the baby.
Sure.
By the way, I guess we found out he's having a girl over the week, so I'm very excited for him.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, man.
Baby girls are the best. I'm telling you. Good father-daughter time. Oh, yeah. They're just sweet.
You are actually doing a lot of stuff with your daughter right now.
Yeah.
And I love all of it. You guys are doing some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen. What do you...
It's yeoman's
work. The herpaderp or whatever it is.
the name really has no significance.
The hergaberga?
Hergaberga is a... Yeah. It's hergaberga.tumblr.com, and it's just me and my daughter. We'll take a subject like, today it's Batman villains. That's not up yet, but it will be. Each of us just go off in our corner and we doodle up. It's usually nothing too complicated, but, draw up something about a Batman villain. And then we don't look at what each other's doing at all. And then when we're done, we'd look at it and go, oh, that's great. You picked someone. And then we post it on there and then share it with everybody. So it's a lot of fun. It's a nice little exercise. It keeps everybody, keep people sharp.
Can I give you guys a suggestion?
Yeah, go.
Do you know about a show called Stunt Dogs? Do you ever remember a show called Stunt Dogs?
No. What is Stunt Dogs? Explain.
So I used to watch Darkwing Duck, and then it was followed by Stunt Dogs for, I think, only like 2 seasons.
Okay.
Stunt Dogs was amazing.
It's a cartoon?
Yeah, it was a cartoon. All right. And it just ended. And there was no fanfare, and I can't ever find anything about it. But I figure if you guys could ever find it, maybe people in the chat room know about it. Stunt Dogs. It was so good.
Well, here's the intro.
Stunt Dogs!
Yes!
He is the danger upon which we fight. Faithful action makes it fun to be alive.
That looks kind of rad, actually.
It was so good. It was the best show ever. It was, I didn't really care for Darkwing Duck. Well, actually, I really like Darkwing Duck.
You're an unabashed fan.
I actually really like Darkwing Duck, but I really like Stunt Dogs. And I actually stayed home sick one day because I was super excited for the next episode of Stunt Dogs.
Well, for the record, they spelled it D-A-W-G-S.
Yeah, D-A-W-G-S.
Yeah.
Yes.
This, I want to say, it aired from 1992 to 1993.
Mm-hmm.
That'll tell
exactly.
You.
It was like 2 seasons, and then it just disappeared.
That'll tell you when Dills was a little younger, a kid in the 90s, right there. Yeah. And
I was 12 years old. So
that's awesome. Dude.
This was middle school, and I literally stayed home one day and pretended I was sick because I was super excited for the next episode of this show.
I'm not saying we won't do a Stunt Dogs theme, if that's what you're getting to here. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not willing
just
to say we
say
won't.
That you won't.
Yeah, I'm not saying we won't. I don't
Please
know when
say
we
that
will.
You will.
I may say I'll say that we might.
Say that you might, and that's good enough for me.
All right, fair enough. We are doing a Warcraft character theme in the next couple of days, though. So we're each going to pick a notable lore figure from Warcraft and do that. I have no idea what she'll do. She has no idea what I'll do. And I got to tell you, it's pretty fun. Especially
King Mukla.
Okay.
A King Mukla.
Is that what you think I should go?
Yeah, you should go with the King Mukla.
That
He's pretty
one
good.
One quest in the freaking armpit of Azeroth, wherever the hell that was. What was that?
He was in the Sholas. No, not Sholazar Basin. What's the other?
It's the big mine pit.
The place where you tamed Henry for the first time. Actually.
Oh, you're right. That's in a freaking. Come on, Scott.
Oh, chat room.
What is wrong with me?
Chat room's ready.
Something jungle. What? It's so vanilla though. That's why I don't remember it. It's forever ago.
This is why we get 2-star reviews right here.
I know, because we can't remember.
We don't remember it.
Yeah. And this is going to drive me crazy. Stranglethorn Vale.
Stranglethorn Vale.
Holy shite. Beautiful. That hurt to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is where I got Henry. Henry, my cat. He came from there. Although, if you really want to be honest about it, I had him until Pandaria, and then I trained one of those new remodeled cats. So now Henry is a new remodeled cat. Because the old one, let's admit it, was like 4 polygons. All right?
Yeah. The new one is sexy 8 polygons.
Yeah. Or whatever it is. It looks real good now, so that's who I play now.
He's still Henry. It doesn't matter. The spirit's in him.
Yeah, and the name's above him, so that works for me. Actually, I have both, so I can pull out the old one if I want to. And I have story behind how he changed. Also, there's Dark Henry. Really? Remember Dark Henry?
You set up the whole. Yeah, I do remember that. That was the you got that in. I'm gonna say that was Cataclysm.
Yeah, it was still Wrath. Yeah.
Oh, it was still Wrath.
Yeah.
Really?
Zoldrak, man.
Zoldrak.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was these weird, glowy, like.
Sorry,
alternate...
I don't keep up with your pets.
It's all right, dude.
I really should.
You really should. There's Frank. There's Henry. There's Dark Henry. There's the other Henry, and then there's Frank is the ape. But then
Frank
I got
the tank.
Yeah, Frank the tank, and then I got Jeff the dog. Remember Jeff the ward?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, because everybody had to have a wolf.
A while there in Wrath. Remember that? I hated that. I mean, I like Jeff.
We're
fine.
Not happy.
No, but I don't want to. They did the. Let's put it this way: they did the right thing by
You're
letting.
Like,
pets
okay,
be
everyone needs a crit buff. I'll pull out Jeff. I got it. Okay.
Yeah, that. I'm glad that went away. All right, so let's get into it here. Terpster or no Terpster, we got stuff to talk about. It's not a giant week for news, but there's been some things. And I just mentioning up the top of the show here that Blizzard. You know, you often think, well, Blizzard's a PC focused company, and they surely are.
Sure.
You know, it's on the computer where their strengths lie. But occasionally they'll show you something and go, oh, you guys are good at not just porting something to a console. You actually made it really good instead of
just
porting it.
Games.
You're really
what
good at making
know?
Video games. Yeah. So when we were at BlizzCon last year, I played a little Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls. They hadn't yet titled it Ultimate Evil Edition on PS4 up there in the press room.
It's basically Reaper of Souls, right?
It's Reaper of Souls. There's some extras in there
that are
Sony
exclusives.
But they
have called it Ultimate Evil.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason is it includes everything up till patch 2.0.6 or something.
Sure.
Which is a lot of content and changes and stuff. And it's also patchable from here forward, which is nice. So they're going
to you don't have to buy it again.
No, you don't. Well, in theory. I mean, if they did another big expansion, you might. I don't know how that'll work. But if you bought the old console version, you kind of got screwed a little bit. Not screwed, but there was no expansion path for you. You either bought, you know, like if you still have a PlayStation 3 or an Xbox 360 and you purchased Diablo 3 for it and you wanted this Reaper of Souls content, your only option is to buy Ultimate Evil Edition. You can move your characters up. So that stuff's even cross-platform. You can move those saved characters around. So it's not like you have to start over or something with your existing characters, but you did have to buy, you know, essentially the game again for another $60 or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's not an incredibly good deal for those who bought in early, but as someone who didn't buy the previous console version and bought this one or got this one, I got to say, man, they knew how to say, all right, well, the things that are clearly PC conventions, control-wise and UI-wise and that kind of stuff, we need to not just hammer that in here and wedge it in somehow. We need to change the way we think about it. And it's really smart design, like really smart choices, and it's making the game feel really fresh on that platform. And I have played the living hell out of the PC one.
Yeah. So are you a convert? You think you're going to switch over?
I'm not switching over because I've got.
I think you're still playing this on the PC.
Yeah, of course. And that's going to be where all the patches come first, right? And
okay, I have a question though. You played a lot on the PC.
Yeah.
I know you played a lot on the PC. Yeah. You have a Diablo show.
Yeah.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome. can you bring your stuff over, or is this just brand new experience because I have not purchased this version.
You can bring by stuff over. You mean your existing character, like, and stuff?
Can you play the character that you already are playing on PC and can you swap them over?
No, PC to console.
Like, hey, this is my Ultimate Evil. This is a GURP over here.
PC to console or console to PC? Not they're not doing that.
Two totally separate experiences.
Correct. Okay. They are right. They are transferable between their own platforms and from console to console. So 360 to PS4 or PS3 to Xbox One or same brand to same brand. That's all working.
This deters me from purchasing it.
Yeah. PS4. That's exactly. I mean, that is. Here's the deal. If you're super duper invested in D3 ROS on PC.
I just don't like doing the same stuff.
There's not a giant reason. Here's the one reason I could maybe say. Get a PS4. Four of you live in an apartment. Each of you has a controller. That is some wicked fun couch co-op.
That's pretty fun. Yeah. We're not sitting in different rooms all on our own PCs or whatever. We're sitting in the living room.
Yeah.
Each with a controller.
And the way they handle loot and stuff is kind of genius. The way you like. So
are you all looking at the same screen or are you doing like
all the
like
same
golden eye, like one corner of the TV?
All the same screen. No need to make cardboard dividers like the old golden eye days. I used to do that. You're all on the same screen. And when you kill a thing or something gets killed and it spits out loot, there will be a little icon hovering above the loot that will say P1, P2, P3, meaning player 1, 2, or 3.
So loot for you.
Yeah. Huh. So it's almost like it's instance loot. But in a weird, they can't pick it up is the point. Unless you say, I don't want this,
you
toss it.
For you.
Loot for you. Just like in the PC environment, it's just invisible to everybody else, but the same thing applies.
I'm the only one who sees it,
It's really well done. It's just smart. It's polished. It's fast. It looks great. It's running at 1080p. It just looks real nice. I mean, if you are more of a console player, then it's definitely the version to get. I guess what I'm saying is you're not really missing out on much by getting it there if that ends up being your choice. If you're already playing it and you're already heavily invested on the PC, there may be not as much reason to get it.
Sure.
But if something, you know, a deal comes by or something goes on sale or you got a friend somewhere that can help you out or whatever, then that seems like a pretty good buy.
Sure. I got to say, me and my roommate, we played together on the PC, but he was in his room and I was in my room and we were talking on Skype, but he's literally down the hallway.
Yeah.
And that was a little weird.
Yeah.
This would be more fun.
Yeah. Cause you're on the couch. You're like, dude, no way. I'm punching each other in the leg, whatever. And they just handle a lot of like little tweaky things on the PC. Like, oh, you picked up some loot, open your inventory, inspect it. Let's see how it compares. You don't do that here as much as you do on the other. There's very simple visual clues that say that thing you just picked up is better than what you have on. And you can just auto equip it with the D-pad.
Yeah, it's like
D-pad.
You should put this on.
Yeah,
you just should.
You just put it on. And if you don't, you don't have to. You can junk it. You can, you know, do whatever you want to do. In fact, the junk system's really nice. And I wish the PC version.
You have to go back to town to junk it?
Yeah, you have to go back to town to sell it, but you can junk it there so it's out of your view and you don't have to like sift through it. That's like Kingdoms of Amalur. They did that as well.
Amalur did that very well, actually, where you're just like, I don't want this, and I junk it, and it's kind of just in this junk pile.
Yeah, and you just sell junk.
It's still on you, but
and you go turn it in, the dude says, hey, you want to sell stuff? You say, yep, sell all junk.
Yeah, sell all the junk. Yeah. Get rid of all of it.
It's awesome.
Which is great, because I hate dealing with that.
I don't mind it on the PC as much, but it would be a nightmare on a console. So
we're doing a World of Warcraft podcast.
Yeah. Are we? Is that what this is? Oh, well, then what are we doing here?
We are. So I logged in the other day to the beta again for the first time in several weeks. I hadn't really been in there for a while.
Lots of changes.
Because I don't really like to play the content before I play the content. Right. So, So I'm less of a beta player when it comes to stuff like WoW. But I logged back in and, God, I love like the toy box and... the fact that all of your consumables all stack to like 400 or 500 and just all of your bag space is just freed up. It's so amazing. And I cannot wait for this to actually be in the game.
Yeah.
I love this so much. This was such a problem for so long in World of Warcraft where my bags were constantly full. I'm over there on the Timeless Isle. I'm like, oh, cool. I got this thing. Bags full. Okay. Yep. What do I do?
Yep.
Do I give up, do I give up my consumable, my food and my flask? And I can't give up all that. Do I give up my PvP gear? I can't give up any of that. I love it so much.
How about
I
this question,
into
though?
The beta. Okay.
How about this? Do you think, because that feels like a long time coming and it took them way too long to make those kinds of quality
of
life.
We asked for bigger bags. They gave us much better than that.
Yeah, they gave us much better than that. So my question is, do you think they are intentionally holding off on those kinds of quality of life improvements? Not because they wouldn't be better to have in earlier. They could have done this three expansions ago.
They could put it in right now. It works.
Yeah, they should totally put it in
right now.
But don't you think they hold off? They hold off because they have to stem the flow of anger about perceived dumbing down of the game. So these kinds of things, even though they're not really dumbing it down.
I hope not.
I think they do. I think they do. I think they have to. I think they have to do it and they have to spoon feed us sometimes. Because we are not ready for all these simplifications at once, because everybody's going to go, we're dumbing this game down. I'm going to play ESO.
They're so good, though. These are not dumbing down type changes. These are just quality of life. Everything is better.
Yeah.
Your bags are not constantly full type of changes. You still have to right click on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And put it in your toy box. But once it's in your toy box, it's, you remember when they gave us the all of your mounts are all now in this, you know, handy dandy little thing. You don't have to call them up like you used to.
Right.
And it's okay. It took a long time for them to get to there. And now we've gotten to here. And now all of your gear for transmog and all of that is all going to be not in your bags anymore. It's so fantastic. It's amazing.
Boy, remember when you had to carry the horse around you wanted to mount. You had to have it in your freaking bag.
Yeah. I had to take it from my bag and put it on my action bar and say, yeah, I'm mounting this horse. It's sitting in my bag. That's the horse I'm getting on.
Yeah.
I'm level 40 now. Let's go.
What the hell was that even like? I don't even remember now. If you were a warlock, it's like a warlock wouldn't even mount because he had to put shards in everywhere, every free space he had. And
level 39, I'm still running. Everyone I'm not even raiding, I'm just doing instances with everyone. And we are trying to get to the freaking meeting stone, and I'm lagging behind because I'm not 40 yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Those are the days. So yeah, people look fondly on these kind of complications. I don't. I think it makes sense. Like getting rid of Hit, I won't say that Hit would have always felt right to get rid of, because I think there were times in the game's evolution, certainly in the beginning,
it's fine,
where it made sense.
It's also fine to not have it.
It's useless
just,
now.
It's fine. Yeah, it's whatever.
It's just useless now. There's no point in having it now. There's no point in trying to retune your gear to have the right amount of Hit when you're a level 95 dude working toward 100.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about how often you're hitting or missing. We're
as
over that.
As long as we have something to differentiate a bad player from a good player, it doesn't matter if it's Hit or not. It doesn't matter.
Right. I totally
agree.
And
Hit is actually kind of lame when you think about it. It was always a thing I thought about. Oh, I got to get to that Hit cap. Once I get there, I'm good. Then I can do my proper DPS.
Here's how Hit works, and if they would have had it this way, then you keep it forever. If it was being used the way it was used in pen and paper D&D kind of experiences, then Hit was always an option and always good, because what it meant in that environment was you're going to roll dice and you have a chance of missing and you have a chance of hitting. And it's always going to be true. The game made it so, yeah, that's true. You're going to have a chance of missing because your hit's not up. But here are ways to get your hit capped so that you never miss. Well, making it so you never miss just meant you had this weird little grindy thing to do every time to just get yourself at this cap so that you never miss again. If it was just always that you have a chance to miss, then the entire game would feature a thing that said you always have a chance to miss, and we'd all be fine with it, and on we go with our lives. But because you could cap it, then what's the point?
I'll tell you what Hit actually did. Hit, here is like the practical application of Hit. What Hit did was make it so that I got a sweet new neck piece in the raid right now. I just got it. It's awesome. Yeah. I love this thing. Oh, my God. Look at all this agility. Oh, my God. I'm going to do so much more damage. I can't equip it because I reforged for Hit on my other neck piece. And this is going to knock my hit down by 300 or something.
Yeah.
And so I can't put it on because I'm going to miss 1% of the time. So I'll wait till we're done.
That is the effective use of Hit.
And so my brand new awesome piece of gear I can't even put on right now because
I hate that.
I got to go reforge everything.
Actually, reforging in general does that to me. So it doesn't even matter what drops or what stats get changed. I'm like, well, I really like those pants, but I got to go reforge, and I can't do that till we're done here. Yeah. And I hate that. I want the reward. I want to go, that was the fifth time I've downed that boss. He finally pooped the thing I need. I want to wear it now, and I want to see the benefits now. And why not serve that? That's
the
thing.
That is the biggest deal with all of these changes, is that when you get a new piece in a raid, you're going to just pop it right on. Let's go.
Right.
Now, I got my new piece. Let's go.
Since that's a tiny, incremental, granular part of progression, here's the question. Will Blizzard be able to keep up with the content itself and the pace at which you consume and do that content when all of those free minutes add up, if you know what I'm saying? So, like, if everybody's spending, they no longer have to run to town to do something real quick. Nobody has to go reforge before the raid. Nobody has to inspect for longer. But now it's just
teleporting and teleporting there and teleporting back. It's like not even a thing anymore.
I agree, but now you're going to save
an annoyance.
You're just going to save even more seconds, and those seconds add up, and before you know it, they can add up to be,
oh my God, wow, we're just going to be playing the game all the time. This is terrible.
We should have an extra wing to kill in this raid or something. I don't know. I don't know what it does. I just know that those have to be, these kinds of things are on their mind. They have to be, because you change one small thing on one end of the game, suddenly, you know.
But all of this stuff is just there to make you take longer to get the stuff that you want. Trash, all of that. That's all just there to make it take longer.
But isn't that, so isn't that the balance? Isn't that the balance, though? Because you don't want them eating the content too quickly.
All right. So we were in raid just last night.
Yeah.
And I said this in well, it's not vent, it's Mumble, right?
Yeah.
So in Mumble, I pipe in, I hit my push the talk button, and I say, man, you know, I loved TOC because of the fact that there was no trash.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And everyone goes, oh my God, I loved it too. No one said, man, that was stupid. No trash. That was terrible. Nobody said that.
Yeah, I did like that content a lot.
No trash. Yeah. Let's just go. Boss, 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 boss. We were all in the same room. That was the only real problem there. And also, we had to do it on four different levels of difficulty. So that was the problem, because we spent too much time in one single room. But what if you took all the trash out and you went from a boss and then you just ran to the next boss in a different location?
I would be all into this.
Would it really suck?
I would be all into
this.
Okay, here's why it sucks. When I run from sorry to go back to Diablo, but when I run from one end of a Diablo map to another to get to a boss.
Yeah, Diablo's different, man. The trash is the thing.
That's the point. The trash is dropping all kinds of stuff you want, including a lot more gold, sometimes gear you want, sometimes stuff you can sell or craft with. There's a value to killing everything on the map. In WoW, there's very little. Yeah, they'll drop in an occasional, you know, oh, here's a thing a tailor can make or whatever. But they haven't done enough of that, in my opinion. So the trash literally feels like trash with no real point to killing it.
Okay, but Diablo is just you.
Exactly.
So you run across a guy who's purple or yellow or whatever, and it's kind of exciting. It's like, oh my God, here's this guy. I didn't even know he was there. I went into this room. This guy was yellow.
Yep.
Suddenly it's very difficult. Where everything else was very easy, and this guy is difficult, and he's not the final boss. He's just
there.
This guy came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And WoW, we know the bosses. We know where they are, and there's 25 of us, and we're just wasting our time.
I completely agree. They should do this.
Five dudes.
They should do this. Next quality of life improvement. No more trash.
No more trash.
What would it really do to you?
Honestly, do this, Ghost Crawler. Oh, never mind.
Honestly, what would it do other than not slow you down? Because that's really it, right? Like, is that the only difference?
Well,
is time?
There'd be no trash loot, which is super rare and random anyway and doesn't matter and could be replaced with just boss loot.
Yeah, or world events or something else.
What would it do? It would make the instances faster. I don't know. It wouldn't do anything bad.
It would make it faster, you're right. So would you spend, instead of spending 2 hours with your team that night, you would spend probably an hour? Right?
Yeah.
Like half the time.
Yeah. You'd spend less time.
Is that so bad?
The stuff that you really liked to do.
Right. How about letting us do two in a row? How about two in a row that night? Let us quit having a cap on how often you can run it.
Okay. Face Rip in chat just said a good thing. How about random bosses just pop out? So every now and then, maybe a random boss pops out, but no more trash.
Yeah. And have those bosses be hard, but more tank and spanky, not stuff you have to memorize or watch videos for.
Hmm.
But there's a real reason to fight them. Like, they're actually going to cough up something decent.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So in ICC, what were the big dogs that dropped the shirt and you'd put the shirt on?
No,
those were kind of fun little mini bosses.
Yeah,
and they,
yeah.
you know, and there was actually something that you got from them, and that was fine.
Old War is a good example, by the way, of a thing that I felt like they got the trash quantity right. There were a few moments where I was like, oh, okay, enough trash, like the what's-her-name fight out in the jungle area thing.
Yeah, Old War didn't have too much. It had a couple of interesting trash pulls. Heal through the balls, heal through obviously, the balls. Yeah. For that. Yeah.
Always like that.
And then you remember, well, obviously fighting your way through to the first fight was the, you know, getting in the vehicles and all that.
Right.
But yeah, there wasn't too much that was that crazy. It was pretty good.
I'm pro Dills on this particular amendment. Go in there to get rid of all that trash, even just to test it. Let's see what it's like. Let me run from thing to thing and just kill the bosses. Oh, yeah, so
maybe one trash pool between them. That's it. One trash pool that's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Not just a bunch of trash pools that are just basically time sinks.
Like, right. Or a random boss trash pool.
Guys,
yeah.
We got to kill this one guy out of all these guys or whatever. Like, there's no reason for that. It's literally a time sink. It doesn't matter.
Agreed.
It doesn't need to be done.
I totally agree.
The boss fights. I want the boss fights.
We're going to get all kinds of emails about this. I'm very curious about people's feedback. Would this be a thing you would want to do in raiding, or is this a crazy idea? Because the more you talk about it, the less I have a problem with it.
Chat room, I think, is on our side, but I'm sure there are people out there who are furious right now listening to us. They're like, trash is so important.
How though? How is it important?
I don't know. It is. I
need to hear the arguments, because if trash was dropping a bunch of cool stuff, fine, you'd have me. If it was random and interesting, fine, you'd have me. But when it's all static and just there to annoy you and doesn't really drop much of anything at all, a little money here and there.
Trash has been there since the dawn of time, right?
Well, dawn of WoW anyway.
Whatever. Yeah. 2003.
Well,
whatever.
Trash has always been a part of all role-playing games.
2004. Forever. 2004. Sorry.
In some form or another, there's always been trash, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just kind of part of the deal.
Yeah.
And in a way, I feel like, you know, Blizzard has kind of owned this thing of like, yeah, trash is part of the game. You got to go through these guys to get to the big guys, because that's just... You got to get through them, right?
Yeah, them's the breaks.
It would make sense to have a big dungeon and there's just these big dudes in these random rooms.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in between.
Right.
And I get that. Like, if you think about it logically, if I'm the Lich King, I'm going to sprinkle some skeletons around my citadel, right?
Right.
But when you're a player, it's just annoying. And it's just...
I like that it sounds like he's taking care of his garden, you know, just sprinkling a few.
He's just sprinkling
minions here and there,
like a couple of spiders.
Or let us blow through it. Let us blow through it as if it's 20 level old content. Even that would be an okay thing for me. That it's truly trash, just made of paper. Just tear through it. Doesn't slow you down. If you're trying not to lose the feel of trash or the idea that this place is full of his minions and you've got to get through them, just make them terrible. So that all you got to do is just kind of fart out a couple of Fana knives and you're done, you know,
but again, that is not necessarily like trash. That's just, you know, we're on our way and here I'm going to whirlwind real quick. And you guys, you know, you drop a couple of AoEs on top and we continue on.
Yeah.
But stuff like Naxxramas, where the slimes are going across the walkway.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff is cool.
Sure,
that's fine.
Sure.
That's a cool little thing. We're on our way to the next boss. This is a floating thing.
That's just a thing to avoid and res through. You know? And that's fine. That's totally fine.
You remember how annoying it was when you couldn't get through it and some dude kept dying.
Right.
You're like, all right, whoever's playing priest, just chill at the end and just continue to res everyone.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff, in the end, what are we really doing with that? And do we need it? I don't know. Yeah. I don't think we really do.
I feel like you've made a pretty strong argument. I'm kind of with you on this. Let us know what you think, fine listener, because we're very curious as well.
I would love to.
Yeah, why not?
Big news of the week.
Big news.
Theinstance@gmail.com, by the way, is where you can send that. And let us know what you think. You can also talk to us on Twitter @InstanceShow. All right. Doghouse System sponsoring this part of the show, the big news of the week. Amazing new Blizzard systems. I don't know if people have seen them or not, but if you haven't, go to doghousesystems.com/Blizzard, and you can check out both the Horde and the Alliance since there's so much choosing going on with bikes and stuff, you may as well choose this way as well.
People said that $100,000 wasn't that much money, by the way. Did you see these emails?
$100,000 what, for?
$100,000 gold was not that much.
Oh, right. No, I am seeing
we're,
that.
We're idiots for thinking that $100,000 is a lot.
I'm not saying it's a lot. I mean, I have $300,000
gold. It's kind of
a lot, man. I have $300,000 gold right now.
Well, you're richer than I am. Well, no. I have like $5,000.
Well, sure. But the point is, even with $300,000, that's a third of my money. I still think it's too expensive. There's no way I want to pay $330,000, maybe.
That's a lot.
$50,000, maybe. 100, too much, too much.
It's a lot for a single mount. That's all I'm
saying. Now, if all you're doing is playing Auction House and that's you the way you play that game and you're just there to make money like my brother-in-law when he plays, then great, buy 20 of these bikes. But
I know a lot of people have more than 100,000 gold, but I think more people don't have 100,000 gold. I think most of the players are way under that. I'm way, way under that. Anyway,
you are not alone.
I'm not individually answering those people, but I'm answering them all.
Here's your group answer. You guys you're like the 1%. You think everyone's got a bunch of money, but it's really just you.
Yeah, settle down, guys. Settle down.
So we can get all political with this. Anyway, doghousesystems.com. Go check it out. Henry is your code for double the memory, by the way, still at doghousesystems.com. And that horde side one, based on Henry and GURP over there, might be something cool to have.
Horde side.
That's right. Thank you, Greg Street. No longer at Blizzard. All right, let's jump right in. See the new login screen? Did you have a look at this thing?
I did. Hold on 1 second.
It feels like vanilla.
Greg Street, I was just informed, said something really interesting.
Horde side.
Is this the one about Celestalon today?
No, he said something about working at, working on League of Legends.
Yeah.
And he said he was happy to not have to make a game that your grandma was able to play.
Oh, zing.
Did you hear this?
No, I'm looking this up. Is it still up is the question.
Probably.
Okay, hold on.
Probably. I just heard this is all hearsay, but
oh, here it is.
Did you find it?
I see his answers to some of it. Like, one of his answers was, WoW appeals and tries to appeal to many gamers who don't fit the traditional gamer mold. League doesn't go after these gamers at all. It's as simple as that. So he's kind of clarifying his point, which is what I assumed he meant. I don't think what he's saying is, I was working on a baby game before I came over here.
I don't think what he's saying is, I hate grandmas. Right. I think what he's saying is, it's nice for him to make a game where he can just balance it around the elite.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to think about anything else.
He does say this. He says, I'm reading a lot of comments confusing accessibility with difficulty. Learning to play WoW is accessibility. Rating is difficulty. Old War, he says, his favorite raid had two raid sizes, an optional and hard modes, after we added more difficulty tiers to broaden rating appeal. Blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to find his original statement.
I want to find the grandma quote because...
that's rough.
Man. I think that's awesome. But I don't... I'm okay. I know Greg Street listens to this show. I don't know if he still does.
He told me he does. I assume he does. Yeah, I listen to this in Current Geek.
So I'm not putting him down for saying
this.
I totally get it. Like that's awesome. And I'm sure it like frees him up. He doesn't have to worry about this. He doesn't have to worry about, WoW has this level player, this level player, this level player, and they all have to have fun. League of Legends, it's all PvP. So, who gives a crap? You play at your level. You know, it's like StarCraft. Like you play against the bronze guys and you're good. And then you play against the diamond guys, you're good. We don't have to balance around the bronze guys. We balance around the diamond guys.
Whoever you're around, right?
Yeah. And it all ends up working out. So anyway.
The grandma quote. I can't find it. He may have deleted it.
I'm gonna throw Ro under the bus. He was the one who said this in raid last night. So.
Oh, all right,
Ro, throw him under the bus. Sorry, buddy.
He can take it. He's fine.
Yeah,
fine. I was trying to see just tweets. Yeah, here we go. Okay, now pointed out 4chan something. Yeah, I don't see it. I wonder maybe if it got pulled, but it would be easy to read that and take it completely out of context. Knowing Greg the way we know Greg, I know what he's saying, which is League of Legends. If anything, this is a knock against League of Legends in my mind, which is that game is extremely inaccessible to people who are not already hardcore and into it. And that's true. That is straight up true. WoW is accessible
at the highest levels. It's it's totally accessible when
kind of until you get in there and then you realize that it's a sea of dicks. Sure. I don't mean Riot. I don't mean Greg. I don't mean their team. I mean the players in that. Sorry if I'm offending anybody, but every time I've tried to play League of Legends, it's a horrible, toxic environment. When you try to do, I'm kind of new, guys. Take it easy on me. Kick him, boot him, vote him off. He's a piece of shite. We're going to lose everything because of him. And like this dumb
you
game.
You don't even know how to play Lee Sin? Yeah. He's the easiest. He's the best.
Do you even lift, bro? That kind of stuff. So anyway, so I know what he's saying. But that is definitely a comment people could take and run with.
But I'm sure this is like a breath of fresh air. He doesn't have to worry about, you know, the casual guy coming in for a couple hours here and there. He never has to worry about that.
Nope.
All he has to do is balance a 5v5.
Right. And if there are grandmas playing League of Legends, we want to hear from you. We'd love to hear from the grandmothers.
I'd love to hear from the grandmas who are diamond.
Yeah. That'd be fantastic. Yeah. All right. Did you see this? You see the login screen? I only have one problem with it. It looks like the original one in too many ways, and I wish it was a little more interesting.
But it's red though.
Yeah,
it's red instead of green.
That's not totally different for me. I want more detail. I want something else going on.
I kind of want the half built. I kind of want that look,
like the Death Star. Star Wars movie.
Maybe there's orcs like walking up and dropping a couple of stones here and there, and it's half built, it's not done yet, and
yeah, this is just that boring. Would be cool. It's just boring. It's not exciting to me.
Basically, they just turned it red.
Obviously there's more polygons going on here. I've seen the old one, so this is definitely an improvement. But you're just giving us the BC launch screen. That's what this is. What was the original one? It was out in front of Orgrimmar, wasn't it? No. Wait.
The BC one was the Dark Portal, but it was basically the same thing, just green. I don't even see what the difference is.
Vanilla WoW.
I don't remember, honestly, enough.
Login screen. I'm going to look it up.
To say what the details were.
Okay, Vanilla WoW was the portal, but it wasn't.
Wait, Vanilla WoW was the portal?
Yeah, but it wasn't green.
It wasn't even a thing yet.
Right. It wasn't green yet. It was just like open and you could see. I want to say that looks like like Torin land behind it.
Okay, Vanilla WoW login screen.
Yeah, check that visual out. And then the next one for Burning Crusade was the green.
Oh, yeah, but you didn't really know what that was, though.
No, you had no idea then.
Remember?
Yeah.
Like, we were like, what is this? This is awesome. I want
completely
to see
agree.
This.
Yeah, it was weird. Yeah. But then.
In BC, you got the green one.
Yeah, plus the big hanging stuff on it. It was a little bit more detailed out, and it was all ominous and whatever. This new one just kind of looks like that.
Oh, yeah, it's glowy.
It's probably whatever. Fine. It's probably fine. There's an early.
You're spending a lot of time at the login screen. Look, and this is really pissing you off.
It's no.
Just log in already. All right.
Okay. Yes, you make a good point. Check this out though. This is a screen that I would have. I don't know where this got taken.
Okay.
In chat room, it's in here. And it's also in Skype. It's a Cataclysm logo on it, so I don't know when this showed up or what the deal was. Badass.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
I don't know what it has to do with anything.
The new one is still pretty badass, but it's, I don't know. It's fine. It's whatever.
All right.
I'm not mad at it.
You're okay. You've come to terms.
Here's how much time I spent at the login screen. Willie Dills at blank.com.
Well, wait, even less now, right? Because the launcher takes you right past it.
Yeah. Because I never even go to it anymore.
Maybe that's why they don't care.
Yeah.
I think that's probably it. Because now the launcher takes you right past it. You don't even have to be there at all.
Although music and all that stuff was kind of cool back in the day where you kind of had that moment before you got in.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cool. Yeah. I did like that.
Like this, guys. Hold on. Here, let's share that with you. The Warcraft experience.
Maybe just put a little bit of that in there. Maybe get Russell Brower to just go like, here's the intro music every time you log in. Some epic.
Because remember, when you logged in.
In my ear holes right before I log in.
When you logged in, it would go like this.
Okay.
Oh, this is.
Waving.
Wrong one, though. No, this is Lich King. But still, Lich King. Trying to find another one. Well, anyway, so that would happen in Lich King.
I think TBC, though, had like a whole thing, right?
Yeah, didn't I just it? Can't find it. I can't find the original music. The Wrath? No, that's not it. That's Wrathgate. I can't find it. Anyway, the point is, like right now, when you get in there, you're getting this. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got the big statues. Like that. Yeah, it's cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
It's way cool.
Oh, here we go. No, it's the big yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing, dude. Rub-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump.
Yeah. You know, you remember that?
Rub-a-dump, yeah. Right.
Rub-a-dump-a-dump.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's exactly. And yeah. That's incredible. Oh, here you go. Well, sort of. Anyway, dude. Doesn't matter.
But how epic is that?
It's all right. And the new one's fine. I'm not going to complain. It's a small thing. It's just I'm into the details. I like the details. Sure. I like how, you know, Grom's Hell Scream's face twitches when he crunches it up to ask Gul'dan what they have to give up to drink the freaking blood of hoo-ha there. Like, I it like the little stuff.
Dang.
The yeah. little things. Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on. Chilton.
Not the little things.
No.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
That guy had a skin Good. Condition.
Good.
Chilton. Tom Chilton. He's a big dude there at Blizzard. And he did a lot of talking at Gamescom. We've talked some about that in the past, but there was a couple of interviews, one with Mamie Twink and a few others that got glossed over that really produced some interesting thoughts. So I'm going to just share some of the big ones because, again, this week didn't yield much. But last week there was all kinds of stuff. There is a level 100 content area in every zone. Did you know this? Did you know that? I don't know if you knew that. That's true. It's similar.
I had no freaking idea.
It's similar to Timeless Isle, but also includes chapter quests that provide an ongoing story over several weeks. So there are like Timeless Isle quest zone stuff at four level 100 people where you'll, you know, grind out whatever the equivalent of Timeless coins are and all that stuff.
I love that.
I'm into it. Yep.
And I would love to be able to go back to some zones and still be able to do stuff that mattered.
Yep.
I wish that had always been in the game.
Yeah. Like Hit being gone and no trash and that other thing you said.
Oh, but there was a bunch of times where I'd go back and I'd be like, I'm just here to do some quest line I didn't do.
Yeah.
But it'd be cool if this still was giving me stuff that mattered at level cap.
Yeah, if it mattered at all. Yeah.
I want that.
I'm with you. Reputations and Warlords won't reward as many epic items as before, but you can still earn reputation with various factions for some rewards. Here's the important part. It won't be anything like Mists of Pandaria's reputation grinds. So no more tillers, no more freaking all of them. Golden.
I gotta say,
Bum rip Lotus, grinds, whatever.
Rip grinds have always been one of my least favorite things in this game.
Yeah.
Because you always feel like you should do it, but
you don't.
God
enjoy
damn
doing
it, I don't want to do it. Yeah. Right? Like, I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to level up with this rep, with this whatever, this random faction out on the edge of town. I'm supposed to level up my whatever.
Lich King.
Hate it.
Lich King tabards were good. Remember tabards? Those are good.
The tabards are fine, but there was also other stuff outside of the tabards that, you know, like you'd be out on the edge of whatever in the, all the snow or whatever. And whatever. I hated all of it.
Lich King was so good, dude.
Lich King was amazing.
I'm trying not to be overly nostalgic because I know that gets you in trouble, but I'm telling you right now, Lich King had some of the best freaking ideas the game's ever had.
I'm fine with basically gates to stuff. I'm fine with, like, let's force you to do some stuff to get the reward. I'm fine with that. I like that. That's okay. But the rep slowly building 100 points at a time.
Yeah.
Then you get revered, and then it's like, oh my god, it's 2,100 points to exalted. I'll never do that.
Yeah.
I got to so many revered reps. So many revered reps. I have tons of revered reps. My exalted reps is very low.
that last mile is real bad.
Because you get to that point where you're like, oh, I'm revered. That's awesome. Holy crap, really? 2,100 more points of this? I just did 1,500. This is terrible.
But with the number crunch, that's going to seem so small now.
I guess.
Only but 20 you, more? But still taking 10 hours. But
then you do one quest, and then you get like a tiny little bit on the bar, and you're just like, no.
I'm with you. I hate it.
I'm not doing this, yeah.
Cosmetic class items are still on track. Won't be released with Warlords launch, however. This is like our quivers for hunters and so on.
Sure.
They will most likely be released in a few at a time throughout the expansion and possibly beyond that. So that stuff was originally supposed to sort of all be in, but we'll just get it as it comes, I guess.
I'd like to see all that kind of stuff. I'd like to see, you know, somewhere to put my wand if I'm a mage. Like,
yeah, right. No euphemism.
Where do I keep it anyway? I just keep it in my
pants. Keep it in your
pants. Yeah, my pants.
Keep it in your pants, buddy.
Sure, shove it down my pants.
That's right. What else we got here? At some point in the future, in another expansion, they could explore the Ogre continent from Draenor.
Okay.
That's cool. I'm into
ogres.
That's
very cool.
Yeah.
I like the ogres were a big deal in Draenor. We didn't even really pay that much attention when we were in Burning Crusade, but the ogres were amazing.
Up there, Blade Fist. What was it? Pokeyland, I used to call it.
God damn it. We're so bad.
Shite. It's been too long. BC, dude. It was 2005 and 6. It was a long time
ago. We're the worst. We are the worst.
What was that called? Not Bladefist Mountains. No. Dirty cheese.
I'm just waiting for chat. I'm not going to look.
Chat room will tell us.
Chat room knows.
Whatever it is. Spindly pointy.
That's where we fought Gruul. Blade's Edge. There you go.
Blade's Edge.
That's where we fought Gruul, and that's where, yeah.
Gruul, dude. You couldn't. The hunters would get in trouble if we fought Arcane Shot. Remember that? Fired it. So you were in the middle of that Gruul fight. You had to focus fire on one of those mage buddies of his or something. And if
the pool right before him.
Was that what it was? And if you fought if you shot one arcane or anybody used any kind of arcane anything.
That was back in the day where people were doing like mage pools and stuff because you could pull him and then you could like freeze that guy or like hunter pools. You could freeze the one guy and then kill everybody else. It was a whole thing, man.
Kind of liked it.
It was a scene. It was a scene, man.
I just remember one time screwing the entire 25-man raid up because I fired the
because you just didn't do it right.
Well, yeah, you know how I get. I hit the wrong button.
Yeah, you get a little trigger happy.
Sure, why not?
Shoot your bow off.
That's right. I like to fire it indiscriminately at snakes you can select to the ground. What the hell is that about?
Look, I'm sorry I just pulled the boss, but I just wanted to shoot my bow, you guys. It's cool.
Sorry, 25 of my friends. I apologize. There could be a legendary version of Korhal as one of the non-ring legendaries. That'd be sweet.
Oh, God, please don't make this be only for warriors. I feel like it's only going to be for warriors.
Because you want one, don't you?
I want one so bad.
I'd even take it if you could just hang on to my side and swing like a you know, one of these new.
It's never going to be for hunters. We don't even have weapons anymore.
I know.
We only have our bows and crossbows.
Right. They'll make a Korhal bow.
We're never going to get this. We're never going to get Korhal.
We're never going to get anything. We're the ugly stepchildren.
We are never going to get anything, right?
Nope.
What the?
We'll get legendary
I'm say
bows.
The F word right now.
We're
what the freak, man? Come on.
Oh, won't anyone think of the children? Goodness.
The poor hunters of the world.
Let's see. There's a great quote. He says, quote, this is interesting. Quote, I am 100% sure we will do some new races at some point in some other expansion that is coming up. 100%.
100% sure. That is a virtual guarantee.
New races, not new. He didn't say classes. So, he said races. So
races. No new classes confirmed, but new races confirmed. So
demon race. I'm picking it right now. I'm calling
so
it.
So demon?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Legion, Burning Legion.
I could see the Naga.
Maybe.
I could see maybe Murloc would be.
Maybe, but you gotta be really humanoid, dude. Because the way the armor and stuff works, you couldn't just skin like a Naga.
Stupid gnomes and stuff.
Yeah,
so.
but Nagas, you'd have to. What's they got no legs, man. It's all lizard. Yeah,
they walk around on their right.
on their fish body.
They're snake legs. Yeah.
I feel like if you're not super humanoid, you're not in the game. That could be I could be wrong. They could prove me wrong, but I feel like that's the case. Yeah.
New class, right?
Yeah.
Pirate. What do you think?
Good lord.
What do you think?
I would not play a pirate, but I could see a pirate type character, sure. Like a roguish.
Awesome, right?
Yeah. It'd be all right.
Rogue, but it's not really. It's a hybrid, like rogue / hunter in a way, where it's a pirate. You know, he's a melee guy, but
he's too
and a fleet. I don't know.
He's too well. Actually, whatever. Rogues are barely rogues as it is. I mean, in the traditional sense. So maybe you're right.
Rogues are totally balanced going into the new expansion. They have like almost no changes. I don't know if you noticed this.
Oh, no, I didn't notice that. And everyone else is getting huge changes.
They're just going in there. Just whatever. Hey, rogues, you're good.
I can tell you, I can tell you, hunters and mages feel real different, having played a bunch of them in the beta.
They do, but they still have all the same stuff. It's just kind of packaged differently.
Yeah. I mean, there's stuff moved around and missing. There's glyphs where there used to be talents. There's talents where there used to be glyphs.
But you're still doing the same thing.
Yeah, I guess so.
In the end, you're still doing the same thing.
There is a lot of card shuffling going on there.
Oh, Furl Bogs. There you go. Furl Bogs.
Furl Bogs, I could do that. Who takes no candle? Those guys. They'd be good. Is that who that is? Yeah, that is who that is.
The candle guys?
Yeah, take no candle. That's Furl Bogs, isn't it?
Kobolds. No, the Kobolds.
Kobolds, that's who that is. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that could work.
Okay. Who else is there? That's it. That's all we know of in the world of Warcraft. Yeah. I say gray orcs or brown orcs and make them,
different orcs, more orcs.
Well, if they're not going to give us more cosmetic.
I mean, I guess there's different types of elves, but they're on different factions. So
what if at the end of this
we have an alliance only orc?
What if what if the Iron Horde has a big defection and there's a bunch of them after this portal time
swap? That doesn't feel like a new race, though. That just feels like we're just kind of
taking
an existing race. And I mean, I guess they considered Blood Elves a new race, which was kind of weird. But, ooh, dragons. Oh, my God, let me roll a dragon. Let's go.
Okay, dragons they'd probably just treat dragons like they do Worgens or something, where they would...
Dude, whatever. I don't care.
You just shapeshift.
And then I'll turn into a dragon.
Yeah. That'd be fine. I'd do that.
Let's go. I don't need a mount. I just fly up in the air.
But they're only going to let you fly and then occasionally turn into it for a quick...
Yeah, but when you're in like dungeons and stuff, you have to be in your human form.
You'll just proc out of it occasionally and I don't know.
Get boring. Sarah, Alex Straza, they all chill in their human forms like almost all the time.
Well, now they're stuck in them. Can't be dragons anymore, right?
Sure.
Spoiler.
Sure.
I think. And did right after Dragon Soul, they gave up the ghost.
Not necessarily. I mean, they still can. They just,
I thought they couldn't. Like the time dude, his sand ran out of his shoulders.
What, Alex Straza? Yeah. Oh, no. Nosedormu?
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, he can't turn into a dragon anymore?
I think all of them did. Didn't they give up their dragonhood?
I don't know about this, man.
I think they did. I think they said, they were like, Kurt Schilling, he said, you know what? My elbow's screwed. I'm retiring.
Oh, Kurt told you.
Okay. Chat room will
come. I think it'd still be dragons if they want. I mean, Malygos can turn into a human and be like, what's up? I'm Malygos. But he can also be like, Malygos, I fly around and I shoot you from the sky.
Oh, you know what it is? Silver Wisp, I think he's right. They can still dragon, but they're not immortal anymore.
Yeah, they can die now. Yeah.
Okay, they gave up their mortality. Got it.
All
right.
Because they're all aspects and stuff and whatever.
So they can still shift whenever they want.
Terps is not here, you guys. Back off.
I thought this is like the mutant or like, the government trying to get the X-Men to lose their powers kind of thing. I thought that's what happened.
Yeah, that's totally what it's like.
All right. What else?
Herb's not here. Me and Scott are doing the best we can.
Yeah. Look, the lore is going to be a little skimpy today.
There's the dragon. He turns into human. Oh my God. He can't turn into a dragon anymore. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Hergerberger.tumblr.com for more. All right. If you build an inn in your garrison, this is cool. You will have a dungeon daily quest at the inn, similar to Wrath of the Lich King's dungeon daily quest. Remember those?
Like
you go down there by the Citadel thing and the River Deal, and there would be the two. Or you'd have the two. You have the heroic and the normal, and there'd be like a guy in a glass, thing where you could say, "Oh, that's the boss. We got to go kill." And
here's what I want though. I want to be in my, I want to be there in my garrison, and I want click the quest, and then I want to just click and go.
Just pour that's over.
Just go. Let's go.
All right.
Let's kill the guy. And then we come back. We're back in the garrison. Boom. Got some new stuff.
I'm down with that.
That's what I want.
That'd be all right. I'm into that. Let's see here. We got patch 6.0 is coming roughly a month before November 13th release date. That means about, October, early October, mid-October, we should see that patch, meaning all the, a lot of the systems will be in that patch. So in theory...
All the UI changes, all that stuff, that'll all be there. Not the new content, but all the new changes.
Seems like that's more early than usual. Isn't it usually like a week or 2 weeks is all we get?
No, it's been a month is okay. I think a month is okay.
All right.
By the way, we talked about this in Raid last night that we got to get these guys on farm so that when 6.0 hits, we're getting them on farm then, and then we're moving right into the new stuff. So
is that what they're telling us?
That's what everyone should be doing.
Well, I was going to
get Gary on
night.
Farm
yeah.
and go for it.
Yeah. Gary on Sunday, right? Isn't that the plan?
Gary on Sunday. Yeah, are you gonna
Sunday.
Come?
Yeah, I'm playing Sunday. I've had too many things lately
more
come up.
DPS than you.
Yeah, you. I'm sure you're killing me. I'm sure.
Think so? No, you way outgear me at this point.
All right, well, come Sunday and we'll show our wieners to each other.
It was like
them.
10th or 11th in DPS.
Oh, wow. Okay, I am probably ahead of you.
Yeah.
Not by much. Well, I don't know. There's usually three or four guys ahead of me. So
we got Sirota and we got Hunts the Wind just destroying everybody.
Hunts the Wind is a machine.
Yeah.
He's just unstoppable and the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
Just trying not to mess up, basically.
Thing about Hunts, though, that's what I like about him. He's dominating, but he absolutely is not the personality who cares about dominating. Like he wants to for his own personal reasons, but he's not doing
it. He just wants to play the game.
Yeah, he's not giving me a new crap.
He wants to hang with his bros.
So watch for that. It's all very exciting. You see this new Orgrimmar and Stormwind transmog set? It's pretty hot.
I did. It's very cool.
Yeah, I want this Horde one. Whoops, that's the video for it. I want the Horde one. I don't care so much about the Alliance one, not because I don't play Alliance, but because that just looks like a boring footman to me.
But no, it's cool. It's this is the kind of WoW 2.0 kind of stuff that we all want. We want everyone to look better.
Yep. Everyone should look better. Yeah, put on some nice clothes, clean up a little bit. That's all we're saying.
They do. I logged into the beta the other day just for a second, just to kind of mess around. And, it's awesome. Yeah. Oh my God. It's so awesome. Everything does look better. It just feels better. It looks better.
I agree.
All of it is better.
Yep. It's got a nice sheen to everything, doesn't it?
So excited for this this new expansion.
I want it now.
I do want it now. But you know what? We're very close, man.
Yeah, it's not that far.
It's super weird to think that we've been talking about this for a while and
almost a year.
We've lulled out and we've been talking about the movie and we've been talking about whatever the hell. I looked at the reviews the other day and people said we tend to get off topic, Scott.
Really? Do they not remember every expansion about now? Because this is when it happens. This is
what
we do.
Scott, we do get off topic.
We get off
topic.
Here's
the thing. Yeah. Here's the thing. The new expansion is coming and it's actually very close. And there's going to be so much to friggin' talk about.
Oh, we're about to get on topic all the time. Trust me.
Yeah. It's going to be very on topic very soon.
You know, so like we did before Mist hit. Oh, and like before Cataclysm hit. Oh, and before like all of them hit.
Yeah.
It's the same.
This is how it goes.
Welcome to the show. That's what we do. It's the way it works.
You don't do 400 episodes of a podcast without getting off topic every now and then. That's just how it works.
Right. And actually, most of the feedback is always, I love when you guys go off topic. So whatever.
Yeah. I don't. We have our people who love our off-topic comments.
Yeah, if you want nothing but absolutely 1,000% accurate, nothing but WoW talk every week, and really getting into the nitty-gritty numbers about the latest patch, freaking metadata, there are lots of shows like that for you.
So there's other shows that definitely do that.
Definitely not interested in doing that. Mm-hmm. So,
but we don't.
Here you go. I got this great thing here. This is a great blue post. Oh, I forgot to check who is the author because I always like to give those guys credit. It is Kalgan. Nope. Wait, did he start it? Yeah, Kalgan's the one that kind of swooped in. Anyway, this is interesting. Some interesting questions being answered. Somebody asked, why would Horde orcs fight the Iron Horde, in essence, oppose them? I just don't understand the motive for orcs to fight literally their own flesh and blood. If I was in WoW with my orc, Locke, I would not fight against the Iron Horde. The answer came like this. Some orcs have stood by Garrosh's side, as you can see in the current game.
We're fighting orcs. What is this going to
We're already doing it. You've fought them in Siege of Orgrimmar. However, a majority of the orcs stood with the Horde and against Garrosh's vision of a pure Horde, one that is made entirely of, at least entirely led by orcs and orcs alone. Why do humans fight against humans? Or those within a nation against other neighbors? There are complexities that go on beyond nation or species or race. I think it's a valid question. Why do people or some people want to fight against their neighbor or even their own family, and yet it happens every day? I could go on, but that makes sense to me. Like, dude, why would anybody say, I'm not firing the Iron Horde? They're my blood, man.
Let's talk about the real world just for a second. I'm not going to get super political, but this is like saying, like, hey, you're a white guy. Why would you ever side with a black guy or a Hispanic guy? Like, really? No.
That's an odd thing to say.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, look, agreed.
Whatever, it's fine. If I agree with this guy, then we fight together. That's just how that works.
Or even just in the game. How many orcs have you killed since vanilla who were Shattered Hand dudes in BC?
Oh my God, so many.
Whoever.
And how many dudes have been, you know, blood elves or whatever behind me or Torin or something, and we're all going and doing some stuff. Yeah. Whatever. It's we're Horde. We're fighting against the Horde is not evil, first of all.
Yeah.
And we're fighting against evil. Yeah. So
when I play with my Torin, I've killed some Grim Totems. I've killed some Bum Totems. I don't know their names. Other Totems.
However, when I get into some PvP, I will never fight against another orc.
Right.
Me and the orcs are always on the same side. That's just how it works.
Just a wink and a nod. You go about your business. I get it.
But the PvE, Garrosh, he's kind of a dickbag. We want to kill him.
Dick. Big time dick.
Yeah. You didn't want to drink the blood. What the hell, man?
No. By the way, I got a recommendation. Everybody who hasn't done this since the new cinematic, if you have kids especially, sit down with them. Start with vanilla. Watch them all in order. When you're done with those, watch all the Diablo stuff and then watch all the StarCraft stuff. And just be reminded at the freaking artistry on display when it comes to Blizzard cinematics and how well vanilla and BC and such holds up. That stuff still looks really, really good. And I don't know what happened in 2004, but they upped their game and it kind of, I mean, it never looked bad.
Like brand new level, right? Like that first WoW cinematic? Yeah. Holy crap.
So do me a favor. Look at the old 2003 ending Mannoroth. Garrosh.
Go ahead. From Warcraft. Sorry, not
Garrosh, Grom. Yeah, yeah. The Warcraft 3 thing. Yeah, watch that.
Where Gromish is standing there and dies and gets blown away by the fire.
Yeah, and what's his name yells.
Sure. Sure.
And the Mannoroth dies from the explosion.
Well, that's basically what the new cinematic is.
But watch that. From a quality perspective, watch that and then realize that just a year later, Blizzard would launch World of Warcraft with what they did with that cinematic and just see the difference.
And the dwarf hunter and
unbelievable.
Oh my god. Like just the way that opened.
Unbelievable.
With the bear and the dwarf hunter, and then it went into the mage and the warlock who killed the murlocs behind him and all of that stuff. So insanely
up
good.
To their game. I mean, in a year's time, completely altered the landscape of pre-rendered intros. Just amazing.
I vividly remember the first time I logged into World of Warcraft because I was I wasn't sure. I was like, okay, I'm going to try this game out. I'm a little worried because this might take over my whole life, but I'm going to do this. And then the cinematic popped and I was like, I'm in. Let's go.
Right.
Never look back.
So good. So good.
By the way, it did take over my whole life, Scott. I don't know if you know.
It's kind of changed mine too.
Yeah.
Everyone's life has changed.
We have actually like this show that we do now about it. Yeah. All this stuff.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
It's affected me in ways I can't explain.
Hear ye, hear ye.
Why, it's the town crier.
It is the town crier. That means your calls and your emails. Today it's all calls, and they came to us via this phone number, 206-202-3969. That's 206-202-3WOW. Leave us a message, make it short and fun. We'll play it on the show. Email us, theinstance@gmail.com. Both written emails and attachments are welcome. And again, the shorter and more interesting they are, the better. Big, giant, long, four-paragraph things usually won't make it, although we try to read everything we get. Here's the first call. This is about something they promised a long time ago, and this guy still really wants it.
Hey, guys. Okay. I was listening to the show, as usual, on my way to work, and about the car tie-ins to WoW, I would drive a Honda Pilot if Blizzard would freaking give us aerial combat!
So angry!
Dude,
so angry.
Take a chill pill there, and they never did deliver on that. Limitations of the engine is my guess.
I'm gonna put this out there that I don't think aerial combat in WoW would be that great.
Mm.
I think we imagine it to be really amazing, but I think in practicality.
Well, it's a whole different kind of jousting. Yeah, I remember that. And like, that seemed
that
great,
was just
didn't
it? Kind of whatever. I mean, it was, I don't know. It was boring after the second time you did it.
Yeah,
it was,
I agree.
I'm pressing the one button again, you know? And I feel like it's what is going to
like
be
shooting,
aerial combat.
Listen, it's like shooting in GTA. GTA is this amazing open world sandbox, but when it came down to certain specifics, you're like, ugh, that could be better. Well, it's because it's almost an entirely different set of game mechanics and systems to make a good feeling shooter. And people forget how hard it is to make Quake or Unreal or something feel like a good meaty shooter.
I mean, flying combat is its own thing. It's that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Star Fox.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Star Fox.
Yeah. Awesome. Do a barrel roll. Got
flying
it.
Flying through whatever. And go through the barrels and whatever. Okay. Sorry. Barrel roll. I'm going through the barrels. Yeah.
Do a barrel roll.
There you go.
You know what I'm talking about. You're, I know the one. You know, you're moving left, you're moving right, you're shooting stuff, whatever. Yeah. All that stuff.
Yeah.
That's its own thing. It's very hard to pull that off and make it very good. In Tor, it was never that great. It was kind of on rails, and it was kind of fun for a little while, and then it became a chore.
Right.
After, you know, a few times doing it. And I heard that it's better now. I haven't tried it, but
sure.
I heard it's better now. But even that, they had to put in, you know, all of that work to make it whatever it was at that time. And we're really going to put all that into WoW and have it actually work? I don't really see it, honestly.
It's like saying in Dota, I really want them to make a platformer out of Dota, like Mario style. And it wouldn't work because the engine's not designed for this. It's designed for what it's good at. And that's what it's good at. It's kind of like why, you know, most of these StarCraft II arcade mods, which are fun and kind of a fun little time wasters and stuff like that. My problem with them, though, is generally they feel like they were made with a thing they shouldn't have been made with. In other words, these sure. would be amazing game experiences if they weren't made inside of an engine that was better suited to making an RTS.
Okay, so WoW has some strafing quests, right?
Sure.
Where you are kind of flying over stuff and you're bombing and you're doing whatever.
Yeah. Quil'Danis dailies, for example.
This is, again, we've talked about so many times, the mobile experience of World of Warcraft. Let's put some of this in there where you jump on the back of a dragon and you actually do a little flying around. You do some flying combat.
Yeah.
Mobile version.
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
I don't think it belongs in the game.
I agree. Totally.
But it would be great. It would be great in a mobile. I would love to get on my iPad and just be like, oh, I'm flying around and I'm shooting stuff. And WoW.
Well, to his point, though, that does work with the Honda pilot name. And that's what the whole thing was last week. We were saying, all right, which car names coincide?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody made a really good point during the week about one.
I don't think he's off base. I just think, honestly, when you really think about it, it doesn't quite work. So
what was the one? Somebody had a great one, and now I can't remember it. It was perfect. I couldn't believe we didn't think of it last week, and now I can't think of it again. It was Worm Rest Accord. That's what it was. So it's the Accord, the Honda Accord. Yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
So Worm Rest Accord 2006.
Yeah, that would have been a great car name in the game. Because,
bikes
and all that. I can't remember what we were even talking about, but. There it is.
But I mean, we've had vehicle combat in WoW, and it's fine. But to really make it work in the game, it's just I don't know. It could, but I would like to see it more in like that would be the perfect like mobile version of stuff. You know,
look at it this way: World of Warcraft, great MMO, terrible car combat game. Look at I can't think of the game now. The Sony one that was popular, and they were like, "Oh, Twisted Metal." Twisted Metal, amazing car combat game.
Oh, that was really fun. Yeah,
terrible MMO.
Sure.
It wouldn't be a good MMO because it
doesn't work.
All the other tech isn't there. So it's the same argument. It's like saying, oh, man, they promised me Twisted Metal was going to have a quest hub and a city and a Hearthstone in it.
I don't know why this made me think of this, but Scott, do you remember that motorcycle game, Road Rash?
Yeah, I do. I love that game.
Oh, my God. I love that game so much. Fun.
Yeah, Genesis. I had on the Genesis.
Are they going to come out with a new version of that soon?
So I have some. I have actually a story about that. So the Genesis game was amazing, and then they had a 3DO version. This was EA back in the day, and then
they added like more just chains. Like, it wasn't what can you add to that?
Well, they added a lot of great Alice in Chains music. That was the main thing.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't very good. So then they quit doing it because it's just, I guess, too simple of a thing, or I don't know what, but. They still own the rights. They could still do something with it. There was a Kickstarter not even a month ago that was started, something like that. I can't remember the dates, but it was straight up Road Rash.
Really?
And to the point,
just
they didn't
make a Road Rash game?
Yeah, they weren't talking. They didn't call it Road Rash. And there were people involved that used to be on the Road Rash team. And there was all this, you know, effort to get this thing made.
Yeah.
And then the word was that EA got wind of it and stepped in with lawyers and scared everybody and they shut it down.
That sucks.
But they're still
But I think, I honestly think, like, games like that, we don't need to make them again. We just don't.
No.
We don't need to. We can just put them out again, and it's still fun. That game was so fun. I don't even understand what you would add to that.
You could make that game on mobile pretty well, because it was left, right, and smack a dude.
Yeah, it was left, right, and then A, B, like, you know, B meant I hit you with my bat.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, make it an endless runner. Because those are big right now, and just do it with
was
Road
so
Rash.
Perfect. I love that game so much. I played the hell out of that game.
Did you ever play Skitchin? It was like the sequel to it, not sequel, but it was like you would hold on to the back of cars on your rollerblades, Really? And you would, yeah, you'd slingshot forward to other cars, and the goal was to just go as far as you could.
Wow.
And no, you could fight other, you could fight other Skitchers. You could punch them. It was awesome.
Skitchin. Yeah. Okay, I got to check this out.
Also Genesis, I think.
It's got to exist on like a...
Oh, yeah. I guarantee. Okay. It was classic. Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay.
Moving on to this call about... I don't remember what this one is, so I'll just play it.
What it is, Three Amigos de Warcraft. This is Nolan from Emerald Dream. Just got to say this real quick. This is concerning the bike debate. So I'm Alliance, and I love the Alliance, but I voted for the Horde bike because the Horde bike was just better. So when Dill says that we have to rock the vote as the Alliance, no, that's not how it works. It was whatever bike was better. So I love the Horde bike. They just won with a better bike.
Wow.
Love your show.
So what you did is you argued he and others should be voting down the party line, not for the better thing. That's bad, right? We don't want to encourage people. You want to vote for the best guy. You don't want to vote for his party.
I got to side with this guy. I mean, I think just in life and everything, you should just vote for the actual thing you like, not just what you're affiliated with. And,
that's right.
I applaud this man. This man is breaking barriers right now.
He turned you around, dude.
I love it. No, I mean, I'm still serious about Rock the Vote. Like, if you're in the Alliance and you wanted the Alliance bike, your one action was to get out and vote. Click the little vote thing.
Yeah.
That was the action. But
if you were a Republican and you liked that Democrat's cut of his jib, you should vote for that Democrat.
I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I generally just vote my heart.
Yeah.
My heart generally says vote the most liberal dude out there. Right. I will just vote for that guy. Generally, the Democrat is not actually that dude. So yeah, I don't align myself with one or the other. And I think that's the problem. This guy's got the answer.
Yeah. Vote for the bike you like. And
vote for the thing you like. It's great.
Nice job, dude. All right. Next up, we have challenge modes, and it's a question about those.
Hey, guys. This is Ray from Pittsburgh calling in with a question about challenge modes. They're not really my thing, but I do like the rewards that they're giving. And I was wondering what happens at the expansion. If new challenge modes come up with new rewards, do I want to get these done now before the expansion comes out? Thanks a lot, guys. Look forward to hearing your answer.
I would do what you can now because there are some changes coming. I just had these in front of me, but...
I'm sorry. I'm not actually very familiar with this. So, Scott, you're going to have to...
So there's...
I was under the impression that challenge modes wasn't really even continuing, but
they're definitely continuing them. So okay. here's the plan. Let me see if I can find this.
It's still like a time type of thing and all that stuff. It's harder than heroic and it's time.
Yeah, that's still all that stuff is still true, but the way the rewards work did change. And so here we go. End of challenge mode. Okay. But here we go. So you get a mount for gold, meaning if you first place gold, you get a mount, for silver. I can't find this thing. This article is very specific and I don't remember it. Oh, here it is. Weapons and stuff for gold. Silver is a mount and I can't remember what the third one was.
Okay.
Anyway. We'll talk about
third place. Do you remember who won third place in the 1998 Olympics?
No, I don't. Nope. Again. Well, hold on. Some Korean guy.
I think
we didn't even say what event. The Olympics.
In the Olympics, some Korean guy got third at some point. Yeah. at some point. I'm pretty sure though, the only silver medalist I will ever remember for the rest of my life, Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, because of course.
She got hit in the kneecap.
She got whacked.
Yeah.
Well, I guess whacked is a hit, but yeah, she got hit in the legs.
Yeah, she got hit in the legs. It was terrible.
She also hosted Saturday Night Live, and it was maybe the worst Saturday Night Live of all time.
If she had come back and won the gold, such a better story, unfortunately.
Yeah, it would have been a lot better.
She won silver.
Yeah. Well, second place is only...
But the other chick, though, she won nothing. So that was great.
Yeah.
Because we all got to laugh.
Well, she won more notoriety. She ended up on more reality shows. Well,
that's true. She got to do the celebrity boxing thing later on.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Nancy. Hold on, I gotta find it now.
Kerrigan is the one. I remember
Tonya
Kerrigan.
Harding.
Tonya Harding. There you go.
Tonya Harding. There she is. There they are hanging out.
Going down in infamy.
Let's see what she's doing now.
she's doing nothing.
She
now.
Had her porno tape. She's
Yeah. No.
She's a boxing. She's
she
got
did
the,
not have a porno tape. No, I know she totally did. Boxing.
She totally did. Yeah, really? Hold on. I'm going to find this. Yeah, I'm going to.
That is terrible. That is the worst of the worst.
Here it goes. Sure Harding. Here about... it goes. I'll read it to you. Really? Harding had a celebrity sex tape, an exploit or an explicit wow. wedding video showing her having with her husband, ex-husband, Jeff Gilroy, Gillagoogie, or whatever his name is. Gillagoogie.
Bobbitt.
Wrong guy. Gillagoogie has sold the tape to a tabloid TV show after being implicated as a conspirator in the Kerrigan attack. Stills of the tape were published by Penthouse in September of 94, and the tape itself was released about the same time. So, yeah.
Man, that is awful.
Yeah, it's gross. She also saved somebody's life. She used mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to save an 81-year-old woman.
Anyone can do that.
And the woman came awake and said, "That mouth's been on Jeff Gillagoogie's penis." That didn't really happen.
She woke up. She said, "You are a terrible person. I wish you would let me die."
And then she smacked her in the leg. All right, moving on to a call about WoW on the console.
My name's Kirk, and I listen to the show. Love what you guys do. I also want to give a shout out to my friend Heisenberg, who's afraid to tell his friends that he plays WoW. But I just wanted to know what you guys thought about WoW possibly making a move to console systems, because it seems with all the pruning that they've been doing lately, it seems like it might be simplified enough to maybe one day make that transition. Just want to hear what you guys think about that.
All right. So before we get to that, I just think it's funny that you say a shout out to my friend who all his friends think is lame for playing World of Warcraft, and then that's all your shout out is. It's like,
but his name is Heisenberg, though.
Yeah, I mean, but he's not the one who knocks. He's
no, but still, come
he's
on,
lame. He's the one who's
is.
Lame.
Is there a lame Heisenberg in the world? I don't think so.
This guy. This guy's the one.
Yeah.
WoW on a console. So as much as I heaped praise on top of Diablo 3, Reaper of Souls, ultimately Evil Edition, I'm not sure WoW's overall still complicated systems of spell casting and everything else that game has going for it, mods, whatever else. I don't see how this fits in a console world. I really don't.
I'll be honest, Scott. Yeah. I disagree with you on this one.
You think they can do it?
I think WoW on a console could be amazing. I don't think it would be amazing if they did it, because I feel like it would be okay. So we played this game for a very long time.
Yeah.
Someone who just logged in for the first time ever and played WoW on a console would probably think it was so friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
I think we would hate it.
Well, would we hate it just because we're haters, or would we hate it because they really did a bad job? See, I think they wouldn't it unless they did a good job.
I don't think Blizzard would ever do a bad job on anything, but I think that me and you, and probably most of our chat room, would hate it. Mm. But I do think that a lot of people who never played WoW, if they bought it for like $40 and there was no and there was no monthly fees, and if that was like the model they went and they just went down that road,
yeah.
And I hope this never happens.
Separate ecosystem, right, though?
I'm going to put this out there. I hope this never happens. But if it did happen and they just went down that road, I think a lot of people would love the crap out of that.
But it'd have to be self-contained, right?
They would have so much fun.
But it'd have to be self-contained. Yeah, it can't
put them
be
on their own server.
Yeah,
fine,
we're not playing with them. Okay.
One giant console server. They just do whatever they do, and you know they do the PvP and whatever. And
that's what Diablo is. Stuff. So why
but
not?
But there's so many ways in WoW to level up. Yeah. If you take a new person and you chuck them in there, and you say, "Here's all the ways you can level up. You got farms. You got skills. You got actual levels. You got PvP. You got gear. You got all this stuff you can earn. So many things to do." You push the joystick forward and you go. You press R1 to do this, and you press L1 to do this, and R2 to do like it could actually work with the paring down of stuff.
Yeah,
and if you could actually get in there and then say, "I want this on this and this on this," it could work. Not saying that I would like it, or you would like it, or everyone in our chat would like it, but. You know, Joe Schmo, who's never played WoW ever in his life, for the first time ever, logs in and plays it. He would probably have fun.
I could see that happening. Yeah, it's possible.
He would have a great time. He would run around as a brand new level one orc shaman, and he would shoot lightning bolts and stuff and kill boars and whatever. And then once he got to level 100, he would be totally into
it. What was that superhero game by Crypt? Galactic Entertainment. I think it was, I don't remember who did it, but it was a. It was not City of Heroes. It was the other one, and it had full console control support. Not console control, but
not
controller.
City of Heroes, the other one.
The other
the
one.
Same stuff.
Yeah, I don't remember who did it.
Something.
Cryptic. I don't remember. Anyway, I don't remember what it was called. It was called.
I know chat rooms all over this.
Based on some board game. Anyway, the point was that it was a full-fledged MMO that had all the keyboard controls and all that, but it also had controller support, so you could plug a 360 controller into your PC.
Yeah, I know. I played the hell out of this.
Yeah, it went free to play a while back, and I don't know if it's still being played or not. Yeah. But the control set scheme worked pretty well. That was surprising to me. So it is entirely possible all that stuff could get mapped somehow, but I feel like it's...
DC Universe Online.
No, but that's a good example, though.
DC Universe Online is kind of the same thing. I played.
It's more actiony though.
Oh, Champions Online.
Champions. Yeah.
I played that a little bit, but all I really did was create characters, and then I just logged out.
Yeah, that was the thing it was best at.
Because it was super fun. It was I basically treated it like what was the game that was like Spawn or whatever the hell it was. Where all you did was really create characters and they just like were in that little circle.
Was it?
And somebody created Dick Butt. You know what I'm talking about?
Spore.
Spore. Yeah. Spore. Spawn. Yeah. I basically treated Champions Online like Spore.
Yeah.
I basically just made heroes and then I logged out.
You made big penises.
I'm going to make this dude with a cape. Yeah. But he also, instead of underwear, he has like nothing in the underwear section. And he just, that's all I really did.
Thanks for the reminder about how disappointing Spore was. Damn it.
It was so fun at the time, though, right?
No, making stuff was great, but the game itself blew goats. It was terrible.
But then somebody made Dick Butt, and that was it.
And then there were a million Dick Butts. That's it.
No reason for the game after Dick.
I know, right? That's it. That's it for emails, by the way, or phone calls and emails. Thank you guys.
Somebody in the chat just said we're terrible at names today. Yes, that is true.
I don't know why either. I cannot
listen to the show other days.
Yeah, but also, I mean, for me, forgetting Stranglethorn Vale is weird. I think I'm just out of it.
Yeah,
I need more sleep. I didn't get hardly any last night. Here's your this right here.
The drop of the week.
It is the drop of the week. It looks like Robin Williams is in the game after all. This is data mined recently from Wowhead did it. Robin the Entertainer, he is called. He is an NPC, and he is a genie. Which is great. That's totally what they should do. Yeah. Of course, the comments are stupid.
You know what he should do? He should give you a quest where you play Jumanji.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Yeah. You sound like the commenters. One guy in there goes, this is all fine and everything, but it should have been something to do with Hook, because Hook's a better movie.
I'm happy with it. It's fine. Yeah. He doesn't need to be Peter Pan. He doesn't, whatever.
Yeah. What would that be anyway?
I love it. I love the fact that he's just in the game. He played World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
He was an amazing person.
He loved it.
His ashes were just spread in the San Francisco Bay.
Yeah, I heard.
Yesterday, I think, actually. Or maybe it was the day before. But anyway, he's, phenomenal person. And
if you ever fall off the bridge.
I'm still kind of reeling, actually, from this.
I agree.
I can't even imagine like another celebrity that would affect me in this way, and it's kind of weird. Like,
yeah, watch Letterman's tribute. That was very interesting.
Oh yeah, that was really good. And also, I mean, not like everybody's like on the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon. Like they were doing the show, and it just happened then. And then he played the very first time he was on the Tonight Show when it was Johnny Carson, and he was basically like. Insane. He walked around the entire place and
he owned the place. He just owned it.
Yeah.
Nobody quite could do that. It's insane.
I told the story on the other episode about how, he was at this party in this ninja costume.
Sure.
That was basically what he was like all the freaking time, dude. Yeah. That's what he was like at this party. It was just like everywhere.
Yeah.
This guy, everybody knew about the party ninja. That ninja. He's hilarious, and we did not know it was Robin Williams until the end.
And Gene Simmons and Henry Rollins, you two can go jump in a fart lake. You guys suck.
Sure. Yeah. Oh, my God. Gene Simmons, whatever, man.
You douche.
I never liked Kiss, and I like Kiss even less right now. I don't want to rock and roll all day.
He's a jerk. Yeah. Whatever, man. I don't want to party every day. I want to play World of Warcraft.
Bought a freaking indoor football team.
What?
What
like arena football?
Yeah, arena football. He bought that, and now they have a you know, a reality TV show.
What do they call the demons?
Him owning that team. I don't know. They're whatever. But my girlfriend ran the radio version of their game.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cause she, what she does is she runs a KNBR, which is the local sports station.
Yeah.
She ran the arena football game where it was, we have an arena football team in San Francisco and they played against this team.
Yeah.
And the person who was doing the play by play basically was like, okay, so now there's girls in cages dancing and I don't really know what's going on. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And it was totally confused because they basically turned this arena football team into a sideshow. And
wow. Yeah. Great.
Awful people.
Good job, Gene. Should have stayed third grade teacher, or maybe not.
Sure.
That's it. That's the show.
Stupid rock and roll.
I agree. They were never that great. Theinstance.net is our website. You can go there and see stuff and have things. At Instance Show for our Twitter, at Scott Johnson for me, at Willie Dills for Dills, at the _T for Terpster. Our theme was created by Matthew Oxley. Big thanks to our intern, Paul Swickard, for all the work he does. More great shows like this at frogpants.com. It's going to do it for us, for me, for Dills, and for Terpster, who is someplace. We'll see you next time.
You ice bucket challenging mother effer.
Right, that's my job.
I've got 65 windows all blocking my view. Guild leaders yelling, what the fuck did you do? You let the main tank die, you fucking knew. Perhaps you were AFK. I have to make sure the greater heel lands. 39 new with far too many demands. Perhaps I'll leave the healing in your own two hands. I hope you train for stay. Playing a priest has been so great. Relying on a druid for his inner bait. Every problem that the guild has is our fault. If you're under 59, reroll. Go play it all. If you would learn to manage your aggro right, you probably wouldn't have died last fight. And when your skin started to ignite, I'd turn the other way. 40 little boxes glowing red. Even Jesus couldn't res this many dead. Fingers working the keyboard like a whore works the bed. Except we don't get paid. Take a look through my eyes and tell me what you see. A raid full of idiots relying on me. Every class in the game is surely less hardcore. Deleting my priest, re-rolling shaman on whore.
Hey, Instance crew. I just wanted to comment about the Alliance and Horde lore imbalance from the last episode. I feel like the recent Azeroth choppers was a real indicator that the Alliance is suffering lore-wise. So yeah, I don't want them to back off the Horde storyline at all. I really enjoy it myself, even though I'm primarily an Alliance player. What I wish is that they would get somebody who has a lot of passion for the Alliance lore on their staff. You know, Metzen and Samwise just obviously love the Horde. You can see that when they're on stage. But I just haven't seen somebody like that for the Alliance side yet. In other words, I don't feel like this has to be a trade-off. I just feel like they need to get somebody who is excited about it. Maybe this next expansion will prove me wrong, but I don't know. I know this sounds stupid, but one thing I think that would help would be to go back to the original Lordaeron symbol for the Alliance instead of the Stormwind Lion. It looks too much like Lego or Fisher-Price. Anyway, thanks. I love the show. Bye.
Blizzard bags burgers for birthday bash. It's the Overly Dramatic News. I'm Hunts the Wind. With the approach of World of Warcraft's 10th anniversary, Blizzard recently announced several events to commemorate the Big 10-0. But Blizzard parent Activision is always on the lookout for marketing opportunities to increase profits, so it came as no surprise when they announced that both McDonald's and Burger King will be sponsoring parts of the anniversary celebrations. The Royal Burger Company is to set up shop in South Shore to aid the Alliance in its never-ending efforts to claim Hillsbrad foothills from the Horde. Their burgers will provide a whopper of a stat buff to those with orc killing on their minds. They will also reward those allies who complete Molten Core with a new Scorchling pet that acts as a flame-broiling cooking fire. McDonald's, on the other hand, will do its part to aid the Horde. Those purchasing a Happy Honor meal in Taran Mill have the chance to win a Hamburglar cape, which provides enhanced stealth for their ganking enjoyment. And the McFrosty shakes sold at the entrance to Molten Core will provide a strong fire resistance buff, which should have Horde adventurers saying, "I'm lavaing it." Broadcasting across all Azeroth, I'm Hunts the Wind. Check out the archives at OverlyDramaticNews.com or follow me on Twitter at Hunts the Wind.
I am Buxley. Welcome to Buxley's Journal.
And 3 foot high statues of... Yes, may I help you?
I'm here to start mage training. Is this the right class?
Have a seat. As I was saying, maging is very dangerous, especially when you first begin. Now, a word about weapons. Mages have quite a variety of weapons to choose from, including daggers, maces, two-handed axes...
Excuse me?
Yes?
I don't think that mages could handle weapons like two-handed axes.
Are you a mage expert?
Well, no, but...
Well, yes, I thought so. As I was saying, you have a wide variety of weapons to choose from. You also have a wide variety of armor you can wear. There's cloth, leather, mail, plate.
Excuse me, sir, but I'm pretty sure that mages only wear cloth.
Well, Mr. Mage Expert, I suppose you could, but you'd be at a pretty big disadvantage, wouldn't you say? That's why most of them wear plate.
But...
As I was saying, you have to protect yourself. I see that most of you in the audience, well, let's just say you look a little frail. You have to build up that strength and stamina if you're going to be wielding those weapons and wearing that armor. Your team is going to be depending on you to fight those monsters, do the damage you need to do, and tank in order to keep the focus on you.
Sir, but tanking, isn't that a warrior's job?
I think I know what I'm doing here. The mage school hired me specifically because of my expertise.
What expertise would that be?
Let's just say that I've been part of teams that have witnessed more deaths than anyone else. Now, I realize that most of those deaths have been my own, but I still think that's a pretty significant statistic.
Are you even a mage?
No, but I don't see how that's relevant. I've seen mages in books, I've heard them in bars.
I'm getting my money back.
Hey, you can't leave. We haven't even gotten to your taunting lessons yet.
If you'd like to see what I'm up to, follow Ask Buxley on Twitter.
Welcome. This is Deadorn with another edition of Ask Amagus. Sadly, I don't have any answers for your questions this week. You see, I've been helping with preseason practice for all the gnome-kicking teams. It's not an easy job gathering up enough gnomes for this sport, but it is well worth it. After this whole Horde Civil War we just had, a tradition like this is just what we need to bring everyone together. I would like to note... Strange, that one was very silent. Anyway... I would like to note that we have found the reason for the large increase in penalty calls in the preseason games. Turns out some high elves snuck in and decided to sabotage the games. After some inspections, we are happy to report we found them all and the games will run as scheduled. As for this segment, please send in more questions to AskAmagus on Twitter, and I'll happily answer anything you send me. Until next time.
Last year, World of Podcasts brought together hosts from over 20 shows to celebrate all things Blizzard, and this year's event is aiming to be even bigger.
Thanks to our partnership with Ask Mr. Robot and sponsors such as Icy Veins, Open Raid, Doghouse Systems, and Safe Shark Hosting, this year's gathering will take place in multiple conference rooms at the Anaheim Hilton on Thursday, November 6th.
This means more panels, more space, and more opportunities to meet participants from over 30 podcasts, including shows like Dark Moon Herald, Final Boss, The Sundering, and Azeroth Roundtable.
But our plans don't stop there. In addition to this, we want to bring more to the event to make World of Podcasts stand out as the party to attend on Thursday night, including a state-of-the-art sound system, free photo booth, an art gallery showcasing the works of dozens of Blizzard fan artists, support to host a Hearthstone fireside, and much more.
You can help us meet these goals by going to the World of Podcasts Anaheim 2014 Kickstarter page. Your donations will ensure we can provide an amazing experience for everyone attending, and even if you're not going to BlizzCon, you can score some World of Podcasts swag by supporting the project on Kickstarter.
Thank you for your time and your support, and for more information, go to worldofpodcasts.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter at World of Podcasts.
Greetings, and welcome to Slashgrats. I'm your host, EFinkG4. I'm here to talk to you about the fun achievements you can earn in the World of Warcraft.
This week's achievement is a worthy opponent. The goal here is to defeat one of the powerful champions of the Pandaria races that wander the continent. Now, these are rare elites that wander the world, and when you do bring them down, you're going to get a few items, which is pretty cool, too. They'll always drop a rare piece of bind-on-pickup armor, and have a small chance to drop a bag of goods. If you're lucky, you might find something cool in there. So, make sure you have NPC scan installed. And whenever that pops up, regardless of what you're doing, just drop what you're doing and go take that guy down. It's also a good idea to track this achievement while you're kind of wandering around so you know which guy you're looking for. If you don't have NPC scan on, you just kind of comb in the area. Now, these elites will drop between 1 and 3 items. One will be a bind-on pickup armor. Another one will be a small bag of goods, maybe some gold. If you do this achievement correctly, you're going to get a worthy opponent and 10 points.
Catch up on old shows at slashgrats.com or find us on Stitcher or iTunes. You can contact me on Twitter. I'm EFinkG4. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Thrumka, and welcome to Ask Miss Mulgra, your source on matters of etiquette in Azeroth. Today's question is, what is the most appropriate way for Azerothians to participate in the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? To participate in this challenge, you must first go to alsa.org and find out what amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is, because it is a disease that needs a cure. Next, if you can, make a donation to ALS Research. Just find one of those humans who has dollars instead of gold and copper, and get them to do it for you. Now comes the easy part. Find yourself a good frost mage and get them to cast freeze on you while someone throws a bucket of ice water on your head. As soon as you recover your wits, challenge others to do the same and to make a donation to ALSA. As a final step, encourage the ALS Association not to hire goblins to do the research. They will just blow up the lab and think it is a great joke. I am Miss Margaret, and that is my advice. Hakamagosh!
Follow at Miss Mulgra on Twitter, or listen to previous episodes at missmulgra.com.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there!